As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. Show me your facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday, May the 11th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access, or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air, and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's BVL host, like become vocal local host at CenturyTel. That's one L there, CenturyTel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM Austin, Texas, reallibertymedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live. Thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Of course, all of our archives are neatly stored away for you at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Indexed each and every time. Precious metals pair overnight gains made in Asia and Europe as the U.S. dollar goes up and the crude oil goes down. Well, we'll talk about that. Microsoft Skype acquisition costs is questioned. We'll talk about that. Sex workers in the news today. We'll go there too. Foreclosures, Energygate, it's all up on the browser. FEMA multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning and Agenda 21. We'll go back there as well. We'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Not a lot of good news coming out of the COMEX, New York. It's getting hammered. All the metals are getting hammered over there again this morning. Active trading as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold trading off $3 at $1,513.10 an ounce. Silver off 58 cents at $37.87. Platinum down $3. At $1,790, and palladium off $3 as well at $723 a troy ounce. That's all bullion market there. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,509.40 for a low, $1,527.70 for a high. But at $1,513.10, your gold was up $281.70 year to year for a 22.88% return on your investment. And you won't get that on Main Street. London Gold Fix this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, the AM Price Fixers, they set the price at $1,524.50, and then somebody pulled the plug. Down the drain, that number went. The SPDR Gold shares unchanged overnight. They claim to be holding 1,201.95 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $58.5 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 76 at 12,760. We'll give you the rest of those stocks numbers closings right after these words from our sponsors.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, May the 11th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, you can jump into our chat room, becomevocallocal.com, and engage in the chat discussions, and the call-in number throughout the broadcast is 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Once again, out of our market report, let's go back over to New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, look at the market report this morning. Gold down $3 at $15.13.10. Silver off 58 cents at $37.87. Platinum down $3 at $17.90. And palladium off $3 at $7.23. Those are all bullion spot prices there. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 76 at 12,760. The NASDAQ closed up 29 at 28.72. The S&P 500 closed up 11 at 1,357. Crude oil this morning dragging down the precious metals off $1.22. Again, that was as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Things are going south from here. The U.S. Was off $1.22 at $102.66 a barrel. That's changing by the moment. The U.S. dollar index was up 19 basis points at 74.73, which, of course, rolls over and impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find the United States dollar, the USDX, exchanging against the Canadian loonie, up 46 basis points at $1.04. The Mexican peso dropping 21 basis points, yet still exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 9 cents a pop. The euro this morning off 43 basis points at $1.44. The British pound up 65 basis points at $1.65 U.S. And that Swiss franc off 15 basis points. The Swiss franc is $1.14 against the dollar. So we're losing value, purchasing power in your dollar in the foreign exchange marketplace. The bonds this morning, the U.S. Treasuries, bonded indebtedness, the two-year yield is at 0.58%. Your benchmark 10-year yield is at 3.22. Your 30 years are at 4.3515. Your mortgage rates, these are fixed-rate mortgages, moving down from 4.11% a month ago to 3.82 this morning. The 30-year moves down from 4.91 to 4.59. Your prime rate stands at 3.25%. Your gold-to-silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 39.96 ounces of silver to pick up 1 ounce of gold. In the economic calendar this morning, EconoDay website reports several things happening. MBA, the Mortgage Bankers Association, purchase applications. We'll go right there in a moment. The international trade is out tomorrow. The producer price index will be out early. Retail sales, jobless claims will be all out. And then on Friday, we'll close out the week with the consumer price index and consumer sentiment, both before the show begins. So let's go right to the next one. And look at the Mortgage Bankers purchase applications, MBA purchase apps. Now, what we're looking at here is when you go out and you've already done your drive around with the realtor and you're ready to, you've filled out a purchase and sale agreement, contract for sale agreement. Now you're sitting at the bank, all right? And you're going to need to borrow money. Too bad. Sorry to hear that. But nevertheless, you're at the bank and this is where they track this number. Purchase applications. You're in the bank and they keep track of how many apps come in. Falling rates, here's the report, are giving a boost to mortgage applications, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association, whose composite index jumped 8.2% in the May 6th week. Mortgage applications rose for both purchases, up 6.7%, and refinancing up 9%. That's a lot of activity going on there. A lot of people going out and signing themselves up for a lot of debt. The purchase index has gained about 0.5% over the past 4 months, which points to badly needed improvement for home sales. 30-year mortgage rates at 4.67% in the latest week have fallen more than 30 basis points over the past month. So as the interest rates go down, more people are lured into the loan offices, more people create money with their signature, and go deeper and deeper into debt. Anyway, here's the next one, international trade. The U.S. trade deficit worsened notably, largely on higher oil prices, but there are some positives in the report as well as negatives. The overall U.S. trade deficit in March expanded to $48.2 billion from a revised $45.4 billion gap in February. The March deficit came in worse than analysts estimated for a $47.7 billion shortfall. Exports jumped 4.6% following a 1.5% decline the previous month. Imports rebounded from 4.9% after dropping 1.9% in February. Not at all good news. The widening of the trade deficit was led by the petroleum gap. There's a big gap there, all right. Every time you fill up the diesel tank, Willie. Anyway, a big gap between the front and the back of my wallet. Anyway, was led by the petroleum gap, which grew to $31.3 billion from $25.5 billion in February. The non-petroleum goods shortfall shrank to $29.8 billion from $32.8 billion the prior month. And it goes on. Looking at end-use categories for goods, the increase in imports was led by a $7.7 billion jump in industrial supplies. So I guess we're getting all of our handyman wiping towels and mopping fluids from the Orient or something, industrial supplies. Maybe those are new hamburger turners for Walmart or for McDonald's or something. With $3.6 billion from oil imports, auto imports rose $2.1 billion. Somebody better tell that to General Motors and Ford, huh? While capital goods ex autos gained $1.6 billion. Foods, feeds, and beverages. Don't you like the way they treat us? Foods, feeds, and beverages. Well, they were essentially unchanged, so all that poisonous dog food coming out of China is filling up the grocery store shelves, and we're still importing wine, I guess, and feeds. That's the one that really concerns me. I don't know about that one. However, consumer goods imported dipped $2 billion. By end-use category, the boost in improvement in exports was led by $2.5 billion jump in industrial supplies, followed by automotive exports rising $1.6 billion. So we imported $2.1 billion worth of autos, and we exported $1.6 billion worth of autos. Well, that's that story. You know, it's rather interesting. We talked about a little bit about this in the past. I have a bit of a real estate background myself. But here's an article, and they're going to come out off of Bloomberg now, and they're going to try and get everybody excited about this new thing. Well, there's nothing new about it. Let's see what it's all about. Prashant Gopal writing this for Bloomberg, probably from Dubai or some, I don't know, India or some. Sue and Douglas Reed, they always got to start off with a personal interest story, don't they? Sue and Douglas Reed knew no bank would give them a mortgage, not with a bankruptcy and two foreclosures fresh in their credit history. I guess not. I just go ahead and give them the toaster and ask them to please leave the bank. They turned to Hillary Walters, whose childhood home on 15 acres, and then they put in parenthetically here, 6 hectares. I don't know what that's all about. Why are they doing that in an American article anyway? We don't sell anything in hectares. In Marshall, Michigan, had been on the market since 2009, so I guess she's been trying to sell this dump for a long time. The unemployed single mom of twins agreed in December to sell the property to the Reeds for $105,000. Wow. Maybe she should have just dropped the price. She also consented to a risky payment plan that, in effect, makes her the couple's mortgage lender. So what she's talking about here is owner financing, all right? Nothing new about it, but they're kind of painting it with a happy face. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous sticker.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So back to this article, home sellers become lenders to poor credit buyers. You know, we can see that the Mortgage Bankers Association apps are up. People are out there. They're trying to buy houses. Their credit's shot. They've been foreclosed out of their place. They're tired of paying astronomical amounts for rent, and they're looking for deals, all right? And so you can, if you can get the seller to be your bank, that's a good deal. And sometimes if you can get a buyer to allow the seller to actually be the bank and that lender, sometimes you can close a deal on a real estate purchase or sale that you wouldn't otherwise be able to do. So a lot of realtors, at least in the 80s and the 90s when I was in the industry, would turn to that all the time. Whenever you go out and get a listing, you know, you would look at the various financing options. Would they take FHA? Would they do a VA? You know, all these things cost the sellers money. We had a caller from Oklahoma a couple of weeks back, and he was, felt like he was a victim of economic terrorism, but as we walked through the numbers, it turned out that he'd gotten a streaming deal on low rent for a couple of years, and he could walk away from the house, and he was actually dollars ahead. Well, this is kind of the story here. Again, there's this Sue and Douglas Reed. They're upside down, inside out, with their pockets hanging over, and they got no money, so they went to Hillary Walters, who owned a house, all right? And she was willing to do owner financing. Well, it's risky, yeah, a little bit, but not really if you understand it properly. Financing provided by home sellers, the article continues, popular in the 80s. That's right. When mortgage rates reached 18% this morning. I mean, they're giving the mortgages away. That's right. 30-year mortgage this morning, 4.59%. That's unbelievable. Well, I guess that's the way it goes, house prices being so overblown as they are, but nevertheless, you know, if it's going to be your price, it's going to be on my terms, and if it's going to be your terms, it's going to be my price. That's an adage you should memorize. But anyway, financing provided by home sellers is making a comeback. So this is a comeback kid here in markets such as Michigan, Detroit. Yeah, they're bulldozing the houses down there. But anyway, that have been hit hard by foreclosures and where tightening lending standards and years of economic distress have drained the pool of creditworthy buyers. Emptying out that pool again. For a small, it's a kind of a cesspool, really. For a small but growing number of people, it's the only way to get a deal done. This is the American dream, and we're going for it no matter what. We'll either make it or it will break us, she said. What? How does it all work? Well, I'm going to skip most of the rest of this article, but I'll just tell you how it works. Basically, it's like this. All right, you know, if you got your sign out there for sale by owner, or you talk to a realtor, you list your property, you say owner financing possible, all right? And so you have decided that you're going to list your house, let's say, for $50,000 on the market, and you want a 10% downstroke, all right, 10% down. In other words, the buyers need to come to you carrying $5,000. Why do they have to do that? Well, unlike our fellow from Oklahoma who came into this deal zero down, there's no money for the real estate agent. Real estate agents aren't going to show a house unless there's a commission, and the sellers don't want to have to come out of their pocket and pay a real estate brokerage unless they absolutely have to. They don't want to pay the closing costs. You know, you can't just close it on the kitchen table. Well, you can, but I don't want to get into that. That's law, you know. So you're going to have to go to a closing escrow office. It could be just an attorney. I used to use an attorney. Well, I shouldn't name him. Well, like, why not? James Deal. What a deal. I always like to close my deals with Mr. Deal. Anyway, long story in short, there's a variety of different ways you can close that property sale out, all right? And so the buyers are on one side of the table and the sellers are on the other side of the table, and you negotiate with your real estate agent for the best down payment, the maximum amount the young couple or the older couple can put up, and the least amount that the seller is going to want to come out of his pocket, and you come to some agreements, all right? So you decide, all right, you're going to give me $5,000 down on my $50,000 house, and you're going to give me $500 a month, all right? And so then you're going to start making your payments. We'll give you a deed on the property. It's a, I think it's a statutory warranty deed, at least it used to be. And we're going to give you the statutory warranty deed. We warrant a deed exists, but you don't have it. And you're going to make your payments. Now, when the buyer starts making payments and they have to do the insurance and they have to keep the place maintained and do all of that, this is now their house and they're making the payments. And you can set it for 15 years or 30 years. And it's not bad for you because it's pretty for the seller because it's a pretty good return on the investment. For the buyer, it's a pretty good deal because they didn't have to go through all this hassle with the banks and they didn't have to get qualified by the bank. You want to do your homework if you're the seller. You want to go over and see where they're living now. You know, if it looks like a dump and they're look inside of their car, it looks like they ate the last seven meals of their life in that car and slept there three nights. You know, then you don't want to deal with them. It's just like renting a house. And it, in many ways, it is like renting a house. It's just as you're going to take a downstroke. You're going to take a down payment from these people before you let them move into your house. And then it's just kind of like a monthly rent deal, and you get to keep their down payment. Now, what's really interesting about this is if the buyer defaults, you get to be just like the bank, all right? You get to come back in. You keep their mortgage or their down payment, and you keep all the payments that they've ever made to you, and you foreclose them out of the place. You bump them out just to get them out of your place, all right? Now, that can be tricky. It can be expensive, all right? So you want to make sure that your downstroke is enough to make, you know, just like changing a tenant in a rental house, enough to come back in and clean it up and paint it up if you need it. But it's not really a bad deal if they've lived there, let's say, 4 or 5 years. They go bankrupt or whatever. They have to leave. You get to sell it again. So you can sell the same house over and over and over again. That's what the banks have been doing for a long time. But anyway, last year, the article continues, 52,991 U.S. homes were purchased with various forms of owner financing, up 56% from 2008. Said Realtor Property Resources LLC, a subsidiary of the Chicago-based National Association for Realtors. So this article's up on Bloomberg this morning. You find want to find out a little bit more about owner sales or owner financing on real estate. This would be a place where you could go to look. I just thought these were a couple of weird articles that came up here. This is a Plymouth ASBO woman angry at prostitute accusation. A little sex trade talk here. May 11th, new news. This is out of the BBC, of all places. Generally don't go here. It's almost like smut papers. But a Plymouth woman, I guess that's in England someplace, has said an antisocial behavior order. An antisocial behavior order. An ASBO, which led her to being accused of prostitution in a court, has ruined her life. Wow. Antisocial behavior order. There's reasons why you wouldn't want to live in England. Former pole dancer. Look out, Bubba the Love Sponge. I'm coming for you. Former pole dancer, Natalie Gentle, 29, of Manstone Avenue. I mean to tell you, this article starts weird, doesn't it? Manstone Avenue, a former pole dancer. Wow. Was accused by her neighbors of prostitution in evidence to Plymouth magistrates last week. She'd been given an interim ASBO. Again, that's an antisocial behavior order. In 2009, banning men from visiting her flat after 2,200 hours. It'd be like 10 o'clock at night. But on May the 4th, magistrates rejected the claims, saying she was working as a prostitute. The city council, asking for interim order to be made long-term, claimed she may have been funding drug use from prostitution. The council was acting on behalf of the landlord, Plymouth Community Homes. Oh, great. I mean, one of these gated communities or something, which had received complaints from a number of neighbors about noise and the number of male visitors at Miss Gentle's flat. I'm going to get engaged in this business, have them come in the back door and keep the radio turned down. But magistrates said the evidence about prostitution was inconclusive and circumstantial. Magistrates dropped the ban on men visiting her flat, but gave Miss Gentle a 2-year ASBO. Well, if you got to get something, I guess an ASBO would be better than a swift kick in the seat. Anyway, we'll be right back.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Sometimes you just got to question the veracity of these BBC articles. But anyway, gentlemen, be careful if you're out there looking for Swedish porn. You might get yourself in for life, at least in a Philippine cyber sex den. Two Swedish men arrested in 2009 have been jailed for life for running a cyber sex operation in the Philippines. That's right. A cyber sex den. A court in the southern Philippines found Bo Stefan Cederholm, 31, and Emil Andres Salemo, 35, guilty of trafficking charges. The life sentences are unprecedented, both for their severity and for the spotlight they cast on cyber sex dens. That's right. Close your ears, children. These involve naked women chatting and performing sexual acts in front of webcams for internet clients. Three Filipinos were given 20-year jail sentences for helping the Swedes. And blockhead Swedes, they should visit with the Norwegians. They could give them a little bit of common sense. Who had set up the internet and payment systems to run the business. Regional Court Clerk Nielsen Salcedo was quoted by AFP as saying Judge Geoffrey Acevedo, wow, had stressed the need to protect women. Disrespect for Filipino women and violations of our laws deserve the strongest condemnations from this court. Ms. Salcedo quoted from the judge's ruling, quote, it will not shirk from its duty to impose the most severe of penalties against anybody be he a foreign national or a citizen of this country, who tramples upon the dignity of a woman by taking advantage of her vulnerability. Well, that's right, young girls in front of webcams. Well, that's the end of the good news, Dorothy. There is more news on the basket, though, and it's very light today. You know, we're having news light. Didn't like this article. Iris Guard, back in the news again. Iris Guard makes inroads from Mideast banks to U.S. prisons. Ken Steyer writing this for Bloomberg. On May the 5th of 1961, moments... Oh, who gives a care about Alan Shepard? Let's drop down a little bit. They always start with these public interest intros that just really don't help us much. Rising fraud. Victims file some 25,000 complaints monthly to the federal government. Internet Crime Complaint Center for hundreds of millions of dollars is driving demand for beefier measures. Here's the beef. Among the fastest growing, biometrics, which uses individuals' unique physical characteristics such as fingerprints and iris scans. The market for the technology is still peanuts. U.S. sales were less than $1 billion in 2009, the latest year for which data are available, but biometrics is the fastest growing major segment in the electronic security business, according to the Fredonia Group, which expects the market to hit $6.6 billion by 2019. By then, half of electronic access controls will be biometric, double what it is now, according to the Cleveland, Ohio Business Research Forum. Within biometrics, iris recognition, the fastest growing technology, has compelling advantages. Each iris, that's your eye, the colored part of the eye, which controls light flow, is unique and remains virtually unchanged for life. Within 10 seconds, a recognition device can take a digital photo of the iris and algorithmically convert it into a template that can be compared against others in a database. This is much faster and more hygienic, and it's more accurate than fingerprints with negligible errors. Of course, you never leave your iris at a crime scene, so that's not being used for that. Controlling a country's borders, they continue. Iris Guard in Amman, Jordan, a pioneer in the largest specialty iris recognition device manufacturer, among at least six other companies, is proselytizing for the technology. Its efforts to persuade public and private sector institutions to adopt it are gaining traction. Founder and chief executive Imad Malhas, 48, a veteran software developer, says that before the Arab Spring accelerated, that's our spontaneous spring revolutions over there, 2011 sales were on track to double from $5.08 million in 2010. He notes that Iris Guard has been cash positive in the black from its inception. Among the 40 employees' company's milestones, deploying the world's first iris-based border control system for the United Arab Emirates, where foreigners make up 60% of the population. Wow. Including Dick and Lynn Cheney. They got an apartment over there in the Abu Dhabi. Since its tracking system started operating in 2002, more than 37 million arriving passengers have been enrolled in the system's database. Catching 600,000 deported workers trying to get back into the UAE with new identity documents. In another first, Jordan is now rolling out a system supplied by Iris Guard that enrolls every visitor to the country. So how long is it going to be until you're just whipped out of the car coming down from Canada or up from Mexico and get forced to do an iris scan, iris recognition scanning? Well, I don't know how long that's going to take, but it doesn't look at all good. Back to the real estate issues. Banks offer $5 billion to resolve foreclosure probe. That's a drop in the bucket. These guys should all be doing time or swinging from ropes. David McLaughlin and Dakin Campbell writing this for Bloomberg. Bank of America Corp, BAC, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, along with three other mortgage servicers, proposed paying $5 billion to settle a probe of their foreclosure practices by state and federal officials. That's kind of like asking Lloyd Blankfein to pony up a couple of billion after they've had the, you know, record profits every single day of the year last year. Wow. The proposal made by banks yesterday during settlement talks in Washington came after state attorneys general and federal officials offered revised settlement terms in a proposal for banks to fund principal write-downs for homeowners, principal, writing down the principal off those loans. Well, it's going to go on and on, and certainly here's another way they're going after it. U.S. states may redirect jobless benefits fund under the Republicans' proposal. And they're coming from every angle, folks. This is like the death of a thousand cuts. William Selway writing this one for Bloomberg. Just give you the first paragraph or two. Top congressional Republicans are moving to let U.S. states cut federally paid jobless benefits and use the funds to avert tax increases on businesses in states that borrowed $41 billion to pay unemployment claims. That's right. They're going to take the money they've got set aside for paying unemployment, and they're going to give it to the corporations. Isn't that nice? A bill backed by Ways and Means Committee Chairman David... That's really going to help you out, isn't it? That's going to help you out a lot, isn't it? A bill backed by Ways and Means Committee Chairman David Camp, a Republican from Michigan, would let the states use $31 billion they are set to get for extended unemployment aid to prevent business tax increases, pay back federal loans, or fund job training programs. Wow. The temporary aid lets the unemployed collect payments for as long as 99 weeks after the typical 26 weeks of state benefits run out. But the states are going to take the differential and give that money to government or to businesses. Here's just a couple of quick ones. Nordex reports the first quarter net loss of $2.6 million. What's this one? Nordex SE reported a net loss of 1.8 million euros in the first quarter of this year. The German wind turbine maker also reiterated its forecast of sales of around 1 billion euros for the full 2011. So I guess windmills in Germany are going over like a fart in church. Here's another one. Nordex plans 150 megawatt onshore wind farm for Skjell Effetia Kraft Fortrum. This is new news. Now, this is the same company that was taken in the shorts last month. Nordex won the largest order awarded for onshore wind projects in Sweden. So they're just bailing each other out, trying to keep this thing alive. Don't know whether it'll happen or not. Here's another one. Phoenix Solar of Germany records first quarter net loss of $18.6 million. Be careful. Free energy. These businesses don't seem to be doing entirely well. Phoenix Solar AG recorded a net loss of 12.9 million euros in the first quarter compared to a net income of 2.8 million in the year ago quarter. All right, so last year they were losing $2.8 million in a quarter. And this year they're losing $12.9 million per quarter. They won't be around very long, I don't imagine. Here's HSBC. HSBC is targeting cost reductions up to $3.5 billion. All right, HSBC can just say Rothschild, it's all right. Europe's biggest bank will cut jobs and close offices to reduce costs by about a tenth over the next 2 years as it expands in faster-growing economies and prepares for stricter capital rules. Even the big banks are tightening their belt. When we come back, we're going to talk about Skype getting married with Microsoft.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Okay, going to close out the news basket for today on this article. Skype gets 40% markup as Microsoft surprised owners. Real mergers and acquisitions. This by Tara LaChapelle and Dina Bass, writing for collaboratively for Bloomberg yesterday afternoon's news. Microsoft Corporation is paying a dot-com era price for Skype Technologies SA, and we reported on this yesterday, but this is going to take it a little bit further here. Almost 40% more than the world's most popular internet calling service itself says the business is worth. I mean, it's enough to make your hair stand up on this one, folks. What's going on in the background? That's what I want to know. I want to know what their long-term goals are. They're willing to buy this business for any price. Yeah. Microsoft, the world's largest software company, agreed to pay $8.5 billion for Luxembourg-based Skype, which lost money in four of the past 5 years, even as it quadrupled sales. You know, it doesn't cost very much to get involved with Skype. It's basically free. Well, a little bit here and there, but it's certainly nothing like a monthly phone bill. Anyway, the takeover, the largest for an internet company since May of 2000, is 32 times Skype's adjusted earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. Wouldn't you have liked to have been holding some Skype shares last week? That's 39% more than the multiple Skype used to value its own equity in an April regulatory filing. 39% more. Wow. Microsoft Chief Executive Officer Steve Ballmer is betting the biggest acquisition since the company was founded in 1975. That's how much they value Skype. They know they're in trouble. Willing to pay any price to get a corner on this market. We are broadcasting over Skype technology this morning, by the way. We'll help reverse past failures and enrich owners who lost out as shares of Google Inc. and Apple Inc. quadrupled Microsoft's gain in the past 5 years by buying Skype. Microsoft may lure more users to its mobile phone platform and narrow Google's lead in internet advertising after reporting its worst two-year stretch of sales growth. God, I hope they don't start having a bunch of pop-ups and flash me's and advertisements in the Skype window. I just thought, quote, you've got to be kidding me, said Smith, the chief investment officer at the Haverford Trust, which oversees $6.5 billion in Radnor, Pennsylvania, and owns about 1.96 million Microsoft shares. Quote, they don't have a great track record of investments. It almost brings you back to those crazy valuation metrics in the late 90s. This isn't the only one that's questioning this investment, frittered away. You can make a case that Microsoft has, quote, frittered away capital, said Smith, who wants Microsoft to use its $50.2 billion cash pile on dividends and buybacks. It's definitely because of the competition with Apple and with Google, close quote. It's not low for sure, Ballmer, again, 55, said of Skype's acquisition price in telephone interview. It requires we do good work both within the Skype division and in creating value elsewhere in the company. Ballmer added that Microsoft didn't overpay, and the transaction values Skype at not a lot higher than some publicly traded companies. He expects the deal will add to Microsoft's profit in the year after it closes. Jennifer Calkin, a spokeswoman at Skype, didn't respond to an email requesting comment. Well, maybe there's still enough time to get in. I don't know. Microsoft reserves give it the ability to pay for what it needs, and Skype offers a way for Microsoft to diversify its products to compete with Apple and Google. All right? And here it is. At $8.5 billion in cash for a Microsoft, it's like you and I paying $5 for another hamburger, McCormick said. Microsoft right now is trying to do things to keep up with other faster-growing technologies, and this is the way to do it. I will give them the benefit of the doubt. So, Microsoft is picking up Skype just the way you would sit down and enjoy your next hamburger. Oh, my. Must be nice to be that rich. Anyway, closing out a little bit from our Earth Summit Agenda 21, United Nations Program of Action, I've been sharing with you right out of Chapter 7, the planning or promoting sustainable human settlement developments. We're in the footnotes at the end of this chapter. We find some interesting stuff. The goals of the International Decade for Natural Disaster, set out in the annex to the General Assembly Resolution 44236, or as follows. Get your tongue straight there, Willie. To improve the capacity of each country to mitigate the effects of natural disasters expeditiously and effectively, paying special attention to assisting developing countries in the assessment of disaster damage potential and in the establishment of early warning systems and disaster-resistant structures when and where needed. There's no way that your planning commission or your zoning commission or your enhanced 911 people or your floodplain manager, there's no way that they can deny that when they have implemented Agenda 21, hazard mitigation planning here, that they are not advancing a globalist United Nations agenda. There's no way. Yet they will, and right to your face. Why? Because they don't even know what Agenda 21 is in many cases. Some have heard about sustainable development, that's for sure. The change agents use that word just like some people blow their nose. But they don't understand the bigger picture. They don't know what they've done. Many times, sometimes they do. But that's the rarity, not the norm. But continuing, to devise appropriate guidelines and strategies for applying existing scientific and technical knowledge, taking into account the cultural and economic diversity among nations. Cultural and economic diversity. Ridiculous. To foster scientific and engineering endeavors aimed at closing critical gaps in knowledge in order to reduce loss of life and property, you know, like backscatter machines and things like that. Look through the walls, cameras and things. to disseminate existing and new technical information related to measures for the assessment, prediction, and mitigation of natural disasters. Of course, you can't get a decent radiation reading anywhere in the country right now. They've closed those windows. To develop measures for assessment, prediction, prevention, and mitigation of natural disasters through programs of technical assistance and technology transfer. That's the redistribution of wealth, but it's also known as capacity building, demonstration projects, and education and training tailored to specific disasters and locations. Remember, they take your children out of school and they go through these various drills, terrorize the children, get them to pee their pants and things like that. Adults just love terrorizing children if they're allowed to do so. And locations, and to evaluate the effectiveness of those programs. Both formal training and non-formal types of human resource development and capacity building programs should be combined and used to make and use should be made of user-oriented training methods, up-to-date training materials, and modern audio-visual communication systems. And of course, you hear about it over and over again, these drills. Oh, they're having a drill in Kansas, and then they're going to have a drill in Michigan, and then they're going to have a drill there. And they're just drilling us over and over and over. All right? And so again, now on the internet, last evening I found a 2008 hazard mitigation update for Barry County. This is the one right next to McDonald County. McDonald County and Barry County are the two most far southwest counties in the state of Missouri, and we're just north of Walmart's hometown, Bentonville, Arkansas, northwest Arkansas, the home to Wally World. All right? McDonald County houses Walmart's high security data center. Yeah, they do. Anyway, so we were looking at some things yesterday right out of this hazard mitigation plan. And like I say, follow the money. Who underwrites the NFIP flood insurance, pension funds, private bankers, etc.? We can go up and look at Corporation Nation. They're involved in this. Why will your congressmen and congresswomen not hear your voice when you question these things? Because they're making money at it, honey. All right, this is big money. When we talk about sustainable development, we always reduce it down to the same word, that common denominator, demand. Demand. Sustaining development is sustaining demand, propping up, shoring up demand for the environmental and developmental concerns, like our fellow over there in Jordan who's making the iris scanners, and they haven't had a black or red quarter since they started. All right? So when we come back, we're going to continue with this study a little bit more, go into perhaps some building codes and some other things. Hope you'll stick with me. Lots more to come.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, or May the 11th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is still William Roberts. Call the number throughout the broadcast, folks, is 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. You can also log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com to join us in our chat room for today's discussion. In a few minutes, we're going to go back into and look at more of what is FEMA All Hazard Mitigation Planning and how does it impact you. But before we do that, let's go up to Massachusetts and talk to our live roving reporter. How is it in Tyranny Central there this morning, Jeff?
Well, Will, I'm doing just fine. Well, Will, I have a thought that's going to go right in with your program. Agenda 21, sustainable development, food rationing, and all this other wonderful stuff. Will, I was rewatching the movie The Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger this morning. I mean, think about this. The movie was made back in 1987. You want to talk about predictive programming? Have you ever seen the movie The Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, I haven't, but the couple of movies that I have seen with Arnie, I've always enjoyed him as a bodybuilder, but he's a pretty good actor, but as far as a politician, well, that's another story.
I know, but please, watch The Running Man, because these movies are predictive programming, and the whole gist of the movie is, it's all about this brutal reality game called The Running Man, and it's high-tech gladiators versus dissidents, prisoners, and anybody that's picked for the show. But the reason I talked about the movie is, in The Running Man, the whole country is a police state where even though in the movie it doesn't have naked body scanners, but the people walk through a scanner and then that's it. I mean that's all the security that they have is just a scanner. And I'm thinking, this is like conditioned people for naked body scanners. If you watch the movie Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger, guess what Schwarzenegger did? He walked through something like a naked body scanner. If you've ever seen the movie Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, my.
And in the movie The Running Man, the whole country is a police state where you have to have an identity card to get from one quadrant to another.
When was this movie published or put out?
1987.
The
book was made back in 1982, which I read by Richard Bachman, called The Running Man, which the book is far more brutal than the movie and has much more of an edge. Now I'm thinking, you know what? America's going to have shanty towns. Your food is going to be rationed. It's like a third world country. So I highly recommend The Running Man, because these thoughts were going through my mind as I was reading it. They actually can, and the movie is set in 2000. I think it was 2017. Will, you want to talk about scary? And basically, like I said, the whole country is a police state where the dissidents have very little food, and all that they do is watch The Running Man.
Wow!
So they don't protest. And they have food riots in the movie, and in the beginning of the movie, Arnold Schwarzenegger is a cop flying in a helicopter and was ordered to shoot the people for protesting for food.
Well, I don't know how much energy has been put into those kind of movies. I imagine quite a bit. I don't much go to films or watch TV myself, but I can understand that a lot of people probably went and watched that. And yes, you're right, from the standpoint of predictive programming, it's just a shame that we wouldn't be able to devise at least as good a quality system for ourselves so that we can do predictive programming so that people will look at a future in the very near future that will be, you know, less and less tyranny and despotic control and greater measures of freedom. I always like to visualize a positive future rather than to think about the negative. But, hey, good lead, good tip. And for those that have the access to do it, I hope people will take your advice. Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome. Well, have a good one.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with
Extend-O-Vite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back once again on our Wednesday, May the 11th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, starting the second hour of today's broadcast. Enjoyed a call from Jeff in Chelsea, Massachusetts, calling in, talking about the running man, Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I think that Joe Weider had a real eye for physique, physical structure, skeletal mass, bone mass, that sort of stuff. And when he saw Arnold Schwarzenegger, he saw one of the things he was looking for. He was looking for a body, a frame, if you will, a framework upon which you could drape muscle mass and have it really show off as a bodybuilder and become a champion. Both Arnold Schwarzenegger and Frank Zane had an interesting physical skeletal structure, I guess, similar. And I have the same, where our legs are shorter. If you look at ordinary bodies, the upper torso is usually shorter than the legs. And so when Arnold Schwarzenegger is on the stage posing, doing his bodybuilding thing, you really focus on his upper body. But because his legs were shorter than the upper torso and head, when he developed his quads, you know, the thick upper muscle on the leg, and his calves, as much as he did, they really worked well together. Now, he has a very heavy bone structure, and so he can, and he has an ability to pack on a lot of body mass in a hurry. And so he could build muscle strength, you know, superbly, and did, and became, you know, a champion in the world of bodybuilding. Frank Zane, similarly, same kind of a skeletal structure, but a much thinner boned fellow, more like myself. He was a real slow gainer. It took Frank Zane years and years and years to do it. But, you know, both Frank Zane and Arnold Schwarzenegger just had over the years developed incredible lats and had a massive backs and things like that, and their quads were just huge and very dramatic when they were imposing on the stage. I've only seen him, I think, in one or two movies, and I've always been more of a doer than a spectator. So television and movies and things like that just didn't really appeal to me. I'd rather be doing something than watching somebody do something. I would rather be out on the field playing or skiing on the slope than sitting aside someplace watching. But that's, you know, even with radio, I occupy my time peripherally with a lot of talk radio. I listen to talk radio most out throughout the day, sometimes monitoring two shortwave stations and one or more internet broadcasts simultaneously, and then just potting up the volumes up or down on whichever broadcast has got the best program going. But at the same time, I'm a continuous reader. I'm actually doing research while I'm listening to talk radio. So I'm a real busy guy. You know, I believe that knowledge is powerful, but it's only really powerful when we combine it with action, folks. Anyway, so much for Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know, The Running Man, all those things. If they're out there and you want to watch them, you might learn something about it, but you'll learn plenty here. We're talking about the real world, not predictive programming. We're talking about how that predictive programming has now been deployed all across America in the 3,066 counties we live in, and all of the towns and all of the cities, in the form of these hazard mitigation plans. You wouldn't think that such a simple thing would be so important for us to be paying attention to, or that Enhanced 911, E911, would be so important for us to recognize. But when you think about the everything since 9/11, 911, it was an immediate for me. Having already made a study of this information in 2001, having already been aware of some of Agenda 21, certainly I got a lot more into it later, but nevertheless, to see the similarities between 911 and 9/11, even as early as the morning of September the 11th, I was pretty well on board with what was going down on that day from the get-go, from the early morning shortwave broadcast that I was listening to on September the 11th of 2001. But now, back into this mitigation plan, how it's rolled out in a town near you. This is taking away, it's stripping our property away from us, it's stripping away our freedom, stripping away our liberties, and it's all in the development or the promotion of this culture of safety. All right? We're trying to sustain the environmental and developmental concerns, all these businesses, whether it's Halliburton, Kellogg Brown and Root, and now, you know, and BP and the rest of these guys, but now we've got this whole fleet of windmill makers and solar panel makers and all of this sort of stuff. This is the technology that they were hoping, all these green jobs that they were hoping that they would be able to finance or run the 21st century on. Will that work? Maybe. Maybe not. But there's also this other thing happening, this transformation, this broad sweeping transformation of our relationship with private property going forward in the 21st century we need to be aware of. Here on goal number 5, McDonald County Hazard Mitigation Plan 2005, goal 5, improve public awareness through the coordination of all educational programs that promote the education of probable natural disasters and their probable severity in X county, your county, just fill in the blank, and those specific to each community. So you're never going to get away from the news reporting of every time the rain falls heavily, every time a stream runs over its bank, every time an ice storm occurs, every time that you have unseasonably warm or unseasonably cool weather. All of these things work into the agenda, 21, Dorothy. And objective 5.1 works, it reads this way, educate property owners, that would be you and me perhaps, financial institutions, all right, that's your banks, lending institutions, and county residents. Now, that word resident should trouble everyone. Certainly take the time to find out the difference. Well, to find out what is a resident, what happens when you claim that you have residency? On the affordable, individual, mitigation, and preparedness measures that can be taken before the next hazard event. And as I've shared in the past, you know, with all due respect to those guys that are out there financing the alternative media with seed banks and water filters and duct tape and baling wire and bug out bags and all of that stuff, I just wonder how many of them are actually in cahoots with FEMA. Advancing a meme here, advancing Agenda 21 right within our house. All right? Anyway, continuing here. Says, coordinate seasonal educational materials on individual and family preparedness mitigation measures. You know, you want to have your escape plan, you know. You want to have your bug out bag ready. You want to know where you can go in a disaster. You want to know where to go to avoid the concentration camps and things like that. Coordinate seasonal educational materials on individual and family preparedness mitigation measures and display and distribute routinely to county citizens and officials alike. That's propaganda, you see. Ivy Ledbetter Lee would be proud of the way that the American people have disseminated this kind of propaganda amongst ourselves. And the people, thinking the government really does care about us and they're so concerned. And the young students, you know, the children in school, the boys and girls, they're none the wiser. They're just being dialogued into the consensus. They're being dialogued right into the belief in a culture of safety. We'll be right back.
Know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And certainly, if you'd like to call in, folks, you're more than welcome to do so. Well, it's 866-841-1065, and let's go out to California, I think, and say good morning to our caller. Good morning.
Good morning, Will.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing really good. I talked to you back in 2008. You probably don't remember me, but I was living in a small town in Utah.
Oh, yes.
Castledale. And you talked to me on the phone and gave me a bunch of tips. I was trying to fight Agenda 21. And since then, I've moved down to Baja, Mexico. So I tried becoming vocal local, and some good came out of it, but pretty much it was a good old boy town. And they started targeting my mother, who's 75 years old, and she owns a lot of property there.
Well, one of the things we all run up against when we do actually become vocal local is you realize that there is a small clique that have been profiteering off of all of the people in their towns, in their cities, in their counties, and in their states, and they depend upon your ignorance and your silence. And I don't care whether you, I don't care how bold you are or how well-informed you are. If you're going the road alone, they'll likely beat you. They'll beat you down or scare the heck out of you. And I'm sorry to hear that. But how are things in the Baja area?
Oh, it's wonderful. You know, the awakening to this new world order, you know, it's pretty scary at first, but now since then I've got my food supply and I still, you know, pay attention to what's happening. I'm trying to get my mom down here because I just feel like right now America is in Nazi Germany, you know.
Well, I wish it was just America, you know, because then we could all say, hey, I've had enough of this and I'm out of here. But unfortunately, from the seat that I'm sitting in, this is a global initiative, and I don't know any place on the planet that will be free from it.
It is, but the focus right now is America because we're one of the only armed populations, you know.
Well,
so the focus of this whole thing is to bring America down. So for I know there's no safe place on the planet, but for right now, there was some people that escaped Nazi Germany, you know, for a while and had a chance to, at least down here, the people are poor, they know how to survive, they got beans and rice, they know how to go light a fire outside, you know, how to be happy with a little bit, and, you know, it's just, I've lived here before, you know, and so I decided, well, you know, here are your property taxes are only $20 a year, you know.
You're tempting me. Stop that.
I know. It's like the best, you know, the best culture because Americans don't know how to survive, you know.
Largely, I think you're very right in that when we look at it from the standpoint of the mix, the demographic mix, we've got over 90% of our population, number one, living near the coast, and number two, living in massively dense urban populations. You know, everybody can talk about victory gardens and things like that, but when you've got 1.5 million or more living in a county, and they're all stacked in like sardines in a box, victory gardens are not going to be such a good solution, will they?
I know. Yeah, they'll get mobbed by a mob of locusts, you know, hungry people.
Don't let anybody know. That don't let anybody know that your tomatoes or your carrots are ready.
I know. But anyway, I appreciate, you know, the experience was very good. There was some good that came out of it. I ran for office and everything for city council. And
good for
and
you.
We went to fairs and we tried waking people up. Some people got away, but they really targeted my mom. And so I had to, for that reason alone, I gave up the fight that, you know, because when they start targeting your mother because she owns a lot of property, they started, you know, going after for the maintenance codes and all the other stuff, you know.
That's right.
With
that's what sharks do, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, what I called in about this morning was hardly anybody's talking about this Detainee Transfer and Security Act of 2011. And this one kind of has me freaked out because it was proposed and introduced May 1st by Bobby Schilling of Illinois, the Republican representative. I mean, even his name, Schilling, you know.
Yeah, now May the 1st. Now, give us the name of that bill title again, please, the common name.
Detainee Transfer and Security Act of 2011. So the article came out in the USA Today. They called it a paradigm shift to the law of war.
Wow. Security Act of 2011.
And they said that it would require terrorism suspects, including those arrested in the U.S., to be placed in military custody unless the defense secretary rules otherwise. Well, we got the new defense secretary, Leon Panetta.
Not going to get any help from him.
No, everybody who, we know we're all suspected terrorists, so now what are we going to all be begging mercy from Leon Panetta, you know?
That would be about as successful as John Ashcroft, all those eagle souls.
And so, I mean, a paradigm shift to the law of war, what it does is it bypasses the whole court system, Miranda rights. They can just secret rendition you and torture you and have their way with you, and no one's going to know you disappeared.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
Military court.
Yeah. Wow. That's not too good. Not too good at all. Very interesting. Well, I appreciate the tip on that. I'll look that up. I was trying to type that in. Maybe I'll type it in during the break coming up, and we'll bring it up after this segment. But, you know, when we look at this, you know, transformation that really started to come on board with sustainable development back in 92, you know, everybody thinks about it's all the environment. It has nothing to do with the environment.
No.
I don't know how much I have to bang the gong, you know, but people are going to have to get their heads out of it. This is a culture of safety.
No, it's all about taking your property, you know, making you a slave, controlling everything you do, everywhere you go. You know, it's just really bizarre. It's the New World Order. Welcome to the New World Order.
That's it.
Anyway, I listen to you all the time. I don't call in very much, but, you know, I pay attention and... I just thought this was something important to be talking about because we got our wonderful Republicans now doing their part, you know.
Well, that ought to bring us a lot of relief.
Anyway, keep up the good work, Will, and I enjoy all your research and listen to you all the time.
I appreciate that. And if you hear of anybody out there, just send them our way and get them to tune in and listen in. Even if things are getting really grim, we really need to know what's actually happening as opposed to the rest of the stuff and nonsense that's oftentimes out there in the media. But I appreciate your calling in. We're going to go to break, folks. We'll be right back. We'll be right back right after these words from our sponsors.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back again. Very interesting call from the Baja area down there in California. Very interesting indeed. And this, I've just looked up this Detainee Transfer and Security Act of 2011. What I'm getting primarily are PDF files, which I can't open here on this studio computer for reasons. And nothing but YouTube. But there's lots of YouTube stuff out there, various links. You can hear this guy shilling for the Defense Department here, Representative Shilling. It was, let's see if I can pull that back up over here and click on that guy. It's a number 44. Let me go back over here and go to the next page back and take a look at that one. It is H.R. 4490, the Detainee Transfer and Release Security Act of 2010. But this is not new news. Here's another one, Detainee Act of 2011. There's another one. Here's another one, Detainee Act of 2011. So it's come back in a new face, I guess. But H.R. 4490 was in 2010. That would give us some background on it. And then in 2011, it's coming out again on March the 8th, it looks like. And the Armed Services reports, there's all kinds of stuff out there. So jump up March 9th, 2011, a YouTube video. You can watch that one. So back to our discussion here. Again, annually, they also say annually host a public hazards workshop for the residents of your county in combination with another large-scale community regional festival or event. So these are things that we need to be aware of, how to use what's happening around you effectively. When you hear about something like this where there's going to be a county fair, for instance, and FEMA or your state emergency management agency or your local county is going to have a booth there, hazard mitigation planning, that's a time to get in and get yourself a booth at that fair and have material anti that and be ready to answer questions for all of those people that would look at a government kind of an oriented website or fair booth and walk past it. We've done that before. We've been out there on the national no NIAS, no animal identification system, and other things, and have been very successful getting a lot of information into the hands of many, many, many people. And so, you know, as our caller, mentioned, she's been on this for this pony dog and pony show for a long time. 2008, last time we talked on the phone, I do remember her voice and the phone call. It was a long call. It was a good one. But there are things that we can do and things that we must do. But when you see affairs and events and these fun days and things like that coming along, allow all the others to really draw the crowd for you and then just go in and work the crowd. But you'll find it sometimes more effective that way. Here, let's go on a little bit further. Now I'm in a chart. I'm in a table. And in the table, it talks about various objectives, things that they want you to do locally, things they want you to do locally. Mitigation actions are acceptable to the community if they do not adversely affect a particular segment of the population, do not cause relocation of lower-income people, and if they are compatible with the community's social and cultural values. One of the reasons why we talk about all of this stuff, this all came to me as a follow-on research, trying to understand the meaning of a revelation I had years ago, back in 2004. And that was that there is an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. And that in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law. Return is codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. All right? And so when you understand this all-out war, in an all-out war, there's a victor and a vanquished. And we can understand briefly, in its most summary term, legal positivism, whatever the prince says has the force and effect of law. So Barry the usurper comes out and spews a bunch of claptrap, and as long as people do nothing, it then just develops legs of its own. If people burn the house down, well, then, they back off. The king just doesn't get his way on that one. And then we also have to understand that a law or a rule or a principle that cannot be enforced will not be enforced, and a law that is unenforceable is no law at all. And so we become vocal local, blocking these agendas by demonstrating that even though the county may want to implement this, we say no to that. We just say no. We become vocal local. If they can't implement it, if they can't enforce it, it is of no effect. It's a very powerful place to stand. Mitigation actions are technically most effective if they provide long-term reduction of losses and have minimal secondary adverse impacts. And so they always sweep the minimal secondary adverse impacts under the counter. It's always minimal when it's coming against the sheeple. Those impacts are limited. But by golly, I'll tell you what, if you're going after the monetary system, look out. All right? And again, a lot of this is about the elimination or the reduction of what? Repetitive loss claims, repetitive loss claims. The insurance companies don't like to have to keep ponying up money time and time and time again. They don't like having to keep losing on their catastrophe bonds. Mitigations are easier to implement if the jurisdiction has the necessary staffing and funding. And so one of the first things that comes down the pipe when they set up an enhanced 911 GIS GPS global governance system in your county and or your city, municipalities, one of the first things that comes along is that they have to increase the sales tax by a point or two so that they can finance this. And then they have enough money in the slush fund there that they, too, can build up a CAFRA report of profound proportions over the time period. Mitigation actions can be truly successful if all stakeholders have been offered an opportunity to participate in the planning process and if there is public support for the action. So a lot of this is the work of the change agent. A lot of this has to do with getting out and gaining public buy-in. But you'll notice in your area, as I notice here, wherever I've looked into this, there are very, very few people that are even aware that this is coming down. It's not for we the people to be at these public meetings. This is public meetings. There's a difference between the public sector and the private sector. When we talk about a public-private partnership, we're really not talking about Mom and Pop America. They would just as soon, like our caller, they would just as soon drum you right out of the county if you've got your head out of the sand. But what they are talking about is public-private partnerships are the actors and the stakeholders, those local corporations and companies like the lumber store that stands to gain a lot from these international building codes, from the local health providers and the ambulance districts and the road districts and all of these that will actually be able to profit, your volunteer fire departments, your small town cop shops and your sheriff's departments. These are the ones that really profit. The people who are city planners, for instance, and your tax assessors' offices and so on and so forth. And those are the ones that show up at the meetings, and those are the ones that actually participate in the specious process of filling in the cookie cutter blanks in a FEMA hazard mitigation plan for your county or your city and or for your state. Continuing, sustainable mitigation actions that do not have an adverse effect on the environment that comply with federal, state, and local environmental regulations and that are consistent with the community's environmental goals have mitigation benefits while being environmentally safe and sound. All right. This is Agenda 21 speak. And this is the sort of stuff that these sometimes young, sometimes old, sometimes middle-aged people, some of them have degrees. You know, maybe they got a bachelor's degree in underwater basket weaving, and so therefore they believe they're a social scientist, or maybe they've got 2,000 hours of social science under their belt. But these are the people who actually believe that they know better than you about how to live your life and what you should do with your property. And we need to be aware that they live amongst us. They live, as they say. You put your sunglasses on and you can see them. Promote the county's future participation in what? In FEMA's NFIPCRS rating system through enhanced floodplain management. And you think this is a county deal when you go to the meeting. When you read about it in the newspaper, it's not. It's the implementation of an international United Nations agenda. But you'll never hear that in these meetings. Revise the county's floodplain ordinances to be in compliance with the new SEMA, that's your State Emergency Management Agency, and FEMA standards. Regularly calculate and document the amount of flood-prone property that is preserved as open space for potential credit points under the community rating system, the CRS. How much land can you steal away? You get bonus points.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendovite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
All right, so again, just walking down these goals and objectives, and these are things that are not, you're not going to find this in your local newspaper. You're not going to find it in, you know, in general knowledge or in your area. You ask the people to live around you whether any of this stuff is going on in their life, they won't be aware of it. It's all backgrounder information. It's backgrounder information for the controllers, all right? Those that actually profit from this kind of terror. And so continuing, it says, enhance the county's capability to conduct hazard risk assessments, demonstrate funding needs, and track mitigation activities throughout the county. Then, dropping down a little further, here's another action step. Incorporate a geographic information system to maintain current building and parcel data for purposes of conducting more detailed hazard risk assessments for tracking, permitting, and land use patterns in hazard-prone areas. Now, if you were to go in and ask anybody in the county, do you have a GIS system? You might have to ask several before they actually come up to it. Do you have a GIS, GPS, a global governance system in effect here in the county? Oh, no. What is that? Well, I don't know. You might want to ask Tommy. He's been around a long time. He might know. Tommy's the guy that runs the broom at night, you know, anyway. but a geographic information system right on top of ensure that current emergency services are adequate to promote public health and safety. And so that's where you go in and you do an assessment of all the fire departments and of all of the ambulances out there and your police departments to make sure that they've got everything. All right, laptops on a pedestal in the cars and all of that, and 63 different kinds of cameras and 225 different kinds of sensing and tracking things, and you know, hypodermic needles and rubber gloves and tasers and lots of other things. All right? And if the assessment comes up short, then the first thing they'll hear about is that they're buying new police cars and they're going to chip up more money and raise money so that they can buy a new ambulance for the ambulance district, and that they're going to have to build a new building to house the new FEMA fire trucks, you know, and all of that stuff. And you go from small to medium size, you know, 20,000 people, small to medium sized towns and cities, to these huge colossus kind of services that you wonder, why do they have them? I mean, when was the last time you had a fire in your town, and yet you've got 20 or 30 of these huge hook and ladders out there that they got from FEMA, brush trucks and everything else? Wow. Incredible. Increase the county's control over development in the floodplain to ensure lives and properties are not at risk to future flood conditions. Now, let's say you own some bottom land, some of that Arnold Schwarzenegger black earth, and you're out there enjoying your life, and the next thing you know, you got a couple of these dips from the county in on your land, and they want to know what you're doing along the floodplain as if it's any of their damned business. But of course, they own your property, you don't, and so it is their business, and you're just the tenant, the surfer on the field. Develop and adopt a no rise in flood base elevation clause for the county's floodplain ordinance. See, it's not, these are not suggestions. These are like the Ten Commandments, only there's not ten. These people are just as goofy as the Hebrews. They had hundreds of laws, okay? Anyway. Preserve the natural and beneficial functions of the county's floodplains and wetlands through continued support of natural resource protection policies and by discouraging growth in environmentally sensitive areas. That's right. Doesn't matter how pretty your little town is. Maybe it's too pretty. Maybe it's just too pretty. Maybe it would be, maybe your little town is considered a blight on this pretty landscape. Maybe this is an environmentally sensitive area here at the confluence of two rivers where your ancestors originally set up a flour mill back in the early 1700s, and they've been living there happily ever since. Well, that's not going to do in the New World Order. Incorporate the inspection and management of hazardous natural debris. Hazardous natural debris. What is that? What is hazardous natural debris? Grass clippings, maybe? Leaves raked up in a pile. You have too many leaves contained on your property. Into the county's routine drainage system management process. Just going through a chart here, these are some of the things that are going to come down on you and at you. They may already be active right behind you right now. Ensure new construction is completed using severe weather, high wind resistant design techniques and materials in accordance with minimum requirements of the international building codes that will limit damage caused by the high winds and reduce the amount of wind-borne debris. Now, wait a minute. This is a hazard mitigation plan. And they're not coming in and saying, according to building codes, lowercase b, lowercase c. No, they're actually specifying. They're specifying that they are in accordance with the minimum requirements of the international building codes. Now, how would you know how to do that? How could you implement that? Why? You're going to have to buy their codes. Go up to the International Code Council's website, iccsafe.org, and you can start to see how in 3,066 counties and all of these 177,000 local voting precincts and all of the towns and cities across America, what a lucrative sweetheart deal it is to insist as a basal level that the counties have familiarity with, which means that they have to have the international building codes on premises. And they can't just have one set. They'll need multiple sets for all their departments. And guess who was the former director of FEMA, James Lee Witt, who went over and became the president of the International Code Council. Isn't that just handy-dandy? Probably bankrolled a bunch on this one. Promote a mutual agreement among the county and all incorporated areas that establishes the minimum requirements of the international building codes. So it's not just having them on hand, but then implementing them and enforcing them. You need to look at that. You can go up on the internet and just type William Roberts Hazard Mitigation Planning. You'll find a lot of links to things you could look at, things that I've done in the past in this regards. Promote a general agreement, all right, a mutual agreement. These are these MOUs or Memorandum of Understanding and MOAs, Memorandums of Agreement. Increase the amount and the range of community severe weather tornado community shelters and private safe rooms throughout the county. This is private property, isn't it? At least it used to be. At least what we thought it was. And yet, you have a new landlord. Now, you can look at how effective all of this stuff is if you go down to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and look what happens when you have, what was it, a Cat 5 or whatever, I don't know what it was, a tornado. They reported that it had a one-mile path. I didn't see anything that looked like a mile in any of the videos that I watched. But that it went for 100 miles continuous, I never saw anything to indicate that it went for 100 miles, but it makes for a good story. Probably hit a lot of places. The damage that I saw was substantial. But it wouldn't make any difference whether you'd followed the international building codes or not. If you had a house in the path of that tornado, you were turned into a bunch of toothpicks in a New York minute. Incredible. Seek funding to complete a stormwater study plan for needy communities. So all of these small towns now are needy, aren't they? Yeah, they are. They're all needy. But you can seek funding from the FedGov, and they'll pay some of these deadbeat lefties that sit there and, you know, draw up plans and write reports and make grant applications. They'll finance them through grants and aid, and you can complete stormwater drainage study plans. It doesn't say that they're going to update the infrastructure. They're just going to create a plan. Decrease the number of properties located within the FEMA-designated 100-year floodplain by 25% by the year 2015. That's right. The timetable is ticking. What is the 100-year floodplain in your area? How many houses will be allowed to remain in 2015 that lie within the 100-year floodplain? Do you know? Have you ever looked at a floodplain, a FEMA floodplain? Actually, FEMA's flood panels. I guess they are FEMA panels. They're panels. They're like, maybe they've got them up on Google Earth these days. I don't know. Used to come out in a box set for the counties. And you'd open up these maps and you'd look at them and they'd show you what the 100-year floodplain looked like. It's huge. Are you in a floodplain? If you are, they want to decrease the number of properties, that would be your property, located within that designated plain by 25%. One out of four houses, one out of four farms. Bye-bye. Well, that's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow. Till the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting.